Hi.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve.
Sometimes, sometimes we yell at each other full throat during the commercial and then come back like pros.
Do you want to hear how we yelled at each other before we came back?
It's all on video, too. Yeah. They could have it muted of us on video.
It went something like, you are just too
upset. You are not the
change anymore. Hi, good morning. Hey, welcome back.
Legitimately, that's what it just sounded like.
Hey, DJ Rock Lobster.
Hey, what's
bum, 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 bum.
Hey, Rocco, this is really, really cool. Tell everybody about the notification that you got yesterday of professional achievement, which we have long believed that you just have the skills to pay the bills. But now there's a big fancy group of people that thinks the same.
Yeah, we're among greatness.
It's kind of fun. I'm a finalist for the Radio Mercury Awards for the first time.
So explain what that is.
Well, it's an award for radio advertisements that
for a British listener.
Yes. You know, it could be an ad agency, it could be a radio station. So I think the category I am in, and when I say I, it's a team effort, and I'll tell you all about it, but it's a creative radio spot done by a radio station. And the one I submitted that made it to the finals was one we did for Project Down and Dirty, where in fact Donna did one of them.
She did
one that was not nominated but where we took we celebrated a couple of our clients, but we did it 1938 style.
From last year's Project Down and Dirty. Do you happen to have the audio?
Hey,
you
want to hear about
because I was trying to scroll the site last night, but there's a bunch of different categories and nominees. So this is what Rocco was submitted and then ended up getting recognized for the Radio Mercury Awards. He's one of the finalists here, and you'll listen to it and understand why.
So yeah, I'm credited as the writer, but you'll hear there's four of us that voice it, and Carl Diemer, our engineer and producer for Project Down and Dirty, kind of put it together. So here's what it sounded like. It's called Barn Dance.
You're listening to the My Talk Theater on the Air, an adaptation of Orson Welles' 1938 broadcast, The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. You know, we wouldn't be able to broadcast high-quality radio drama like this if it weren't for sponsors like these.
Great barn dance, Elmer.
Thanks, Jebediah. Are you going to foxtrot with Hildegard tonight?
I would, but for her visible skin boils. How about you? Are you still seeing your gal, Rosie?
I had to call it off due to her troublesome and irritated facial skin redness.
Oh, look, here they come.
Hi, boys.
Hildegard, your boils, they're gone.
And Rosie, where'd your splotches go?
We went to Dr. Ann Aesthetics in Edina.
She's got this gorgeous, modern, cutting-edge clinic, which in the year 2020 will feature PDO thread lift procedures, Botox, and BBL Hero. But here in 1938, the clinic features all the latest in 1930s skincare technologies. Brimstone peels, temporary Frankenstein electrodes, and the biggest leech tank in the upper Midwest. Can't wait until 82 years pass and we can see Dr. Ann when she has even better stuff.
Hilly, now that Dr. Ann got your goiter clean off, might you join me on the dance floor for the lady hop?
Sorry, fellas. Thanks to Dr. Ann Aesthetics, I've got a new dance partner now. Ain't that right, Rosie?
Doll, you're the cat's pajamas.
Dr. Ann Aesthetics in Edina. Just a two-day drive on dirt roads from South Minneapolis.
That is so good.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Was that like a four-minute commercial?
It was. With Jason's intro, it times in at about a minute 51. But we had fun with Project Down Dirty. We didn't have the limits that we do normally.
Right. What was her name, Hilda?
There was Hildegard and Rosie.
Hildegard.
Rosie had rosacea.
Your boils. They're gone.
And Elmer.
Yes. So that was me, Bradley, Colleen, and Holly. They were great. And
fabulous.
Who will get the the trophy, though?
You know
who
I should put on there is the guy that played piano and accordion. It's our guy from Jason Hansen.
Yes.
He's so good.
I gotta put him on the thing, too. He was great.
But you'd get the trophy?
Maybe. I was listed as writer, I guess. I don't know.
Well, maybe we'll all get to go.
Yeah.
That's fun.
When are they handed out?
I'll look that up.
I think on Mercury.
Look it up. Yeah.
In the past, we've had winners. I've been not a finalist, but I've been in the hat in the ring, and they flew us out to New York for the
shows. Not even for being a finalist,
right? You know, they were feeling pretty generous, you know, and they were like, "Hey, why don't you guys all come out with us? All the production guys from here."
Wow!
Even when you weren't a finalist, so now you are a finalist.
Who knows?
What are you going to put on your rider?
I don't know, but I,
double mint gum.
It'd be fun to be on the Hubbard jet one more time.
You flew on the Hubbard jet?
Yeah, a few times.
Oh, my God.
Wait a second. Hang on.
I missed the Rocco, yacht
wait
yesterday.
A second. Wait, Rocco, get in frame here. I want to see you on this video. Is that real? Have you been on the Hubbard jet?
Probably two or three times for these sort of things. Yeah.
Wow.
And Donna. Must be nice.
Because for a couple years, like, Hubbard was the title sponsor of the Radio Mercury Awards.
So still, there's only so many people that fit on that jet. And I know that from experience. We've all been on the jet, right? Donna?
No.
Mine was when we were coming back after having interviewed Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes for the premiere of The Kennedys in L.A. And then my boss at the time, Stan Hubbard Jr., said, you want to fly back with us? And I thought he was flying the plane because he has his pilot's license. And I was like, Stan, I don't know. I'm really nervous. So on the way there, we're all in a car and I'm saying, what if something happens to you, God forbid? And he was like, my wife knows how to land the plane, blah, blah, blah. And he's totally messing with me the whole time. And then we get there, pull up on the tarmac, and it's a jet. And there are two people waiting. They take my bags. I go on. Stan Hubbard then kindly starts serving us pastries and getting us coffee. And it was just lovely. I can't believe you've never flown private.
And then Donna had a chance to go on the yacht and got sick.
Yeah. And so incredible. Our boss said, you know, it's best if you stay back. So you don't want to get anybody sick.
But like a perfect page in Donna's life story, I think.
It's not
really
funny.
It really fits.
It's fine, guys.
And then I got to go on
a
private jet.
I'm a humble person living a humble life.
A private jet recently. It's not always glamorous. Now, neither time have I paid. I could never afford that. But I went in this private jet to go home for Christmas this year. I had a friend who was a private jet. What do you want to do? And I had to pee, and I looked around, and I couldn't find the bathroom, and I thought, son of a gun, there's like 45 minutes left, and I have already had a mimosa, and I really have to pee. You guys know my bladder. Then I had to go, found that there was a bathroom, to my relief, and I had to like kneel down to pee in it.
So it's like a boat, you know?
It was like a boat
bathroom.
Kind of
like a pontoon bathroom where you have to pull a like shade around you.
Yeah, and I told people like, make noise, and I was trying not to, you know, make any noise in there.
Wow, that's...
What? I'd rather fly commercial. No. When we come back, news from, you know what? Let's get to some music news. We've got music news that we
want
to get to.
I want you to see this guy who looks like Ed Sheeran. You are not going to be able to tell who is who.
Okay, we will. We'll get into that, a little other music news. That when we come back, it's Don and Steve on My Talk.
Hello. Good morning. Welcome back. Ding, dang, jiggly doo. Thank you.
I have a good idea for costumes for twins for Halloween. This came to me.
All right.
Right now.
Okay.
One twin, if you're identical twins, tell this to your friends that you know are twins. Legally, we all have to know at least one set of twins, I think. Pair of twins? Pair. Set is three. One person doesn't get ready at all, looks haggard, and they both wear a white shirt. One says before, the other says after.
Cute.
One is all gussied up.
Yes.
Come on, Quaid! Oh, my God. I mean, no one ever takes us seriously, Donna, but that's good.
That's really good. What else you got up your sleeve?
I just linked up to this picture. Why don't we make it official and do some music news? Because this is unbelievable.
All righty. Give me a second to stall. Here we go.
Beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
There's a guy who is forced to go in disguise to escape crazy Ed Sheeran fans.
Dude looks exactly like Ed Sheeran.
It is scary. I would be asking questions of my parents for sure.
Yeah. Exactly. His eye shape, his nose.
Everything. His hair.
Yeah, now he could take matters into his own hands and change up the hairstyle. That would do it. That would do it.
Maybe it is just Ed Sheeran and they're making... I don't know what this guy's story is. So what are the chances they both live probably not too far from one another? Ty Jones is the guy's name. He's from Manchester. And...
Don't let it stress you out, Donna.
He works now as a full-time lookalike and aspiring actor, but looking so similar to Ed Sheeran has also come with drawbacks, like how obsessed his fan base is. I know nothing of that, but he's a dead ringer.
This pair met both Ed Sheeran and his doppelganger in 2011 and are due to meet again over Zoom later this month.
That'll be good.
The guy, gets stuff from fans, brands will send him things, and he gets let into clubs and restaurants as VIP. Like if he just appeared at the hostess table.
Right.
At a Fridays, he's going to get the corner booth.
And he doesn't even have to say anything. He doesn't have to lie. He doesn't have to say I'm Ed Sheeran. They're just going to give it to him.
You just say table for two.
Wow. He's the same height.
Really? It's up on our show links page. Go to the Don and Steve show links page if you want to see this side by side. The story that the New York Post did today. I mean, holy Pete. Ty Jones is Ed Sheeran. Crazy. Wonder if he has any musical ability.
I think he wanted to be an entertainer. He's learning guitar right now so he can be a full-time doppelganger. Oh, that's sad. But resourceful.
Yeah, think of those lookalikes in Vegas.
Like Marilyn Monroe and Elvis and all that stuff. But this is incredible. Yeah. I want to know who their parents are. I want to dig deep into this family tree now.
What if they're brothers?
That's what I'm thinking. What if they're twins? What if?
And they both go as the before. I think that there's
He's got some issues with his hair.
Who?
Ed.
Yeah, okay.
He definitely needs to maybe not necessarily be the president, but maybe a club member.
I don't think it's that. You think he's losing hair?
He needs implants. Yes, his hair is very wispy and thin, and he's probably going to start balding.
Okay, now listen, a lot has been said. Let's stay on the topic of celebrity hair. A lot has been said about former heads of state and world leaders and their hair. Even our former president, President Trump's hair, known to be its own thing. Let me tell you, though, you want to know what other world leader would see Trump's hair and say, hold my beer? Type in right now, Boris Johnson.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
Prime Minister, British politician, Prime Minister of the UK.
He really leans into that look.
Leans
though.
Into it. I mean, it looks like he rammed a fork into a socket.
It must be very popular in England to have that kind of style that, you know, kind of let's go left, let's go right, let's go north, let's go south.
You mean like the last guy on a subway vibe?
Pretty much. He looks like he crawled out of a dumpster.
It's unbelievable. Because you wear a suit, right? He's put the suit on. He's dressed himself up to his neck.
Yeah.
And then what is he, just run out of time every morning?
I think that's how the hairstylist showed him to do it. Like just, okay, put a little schmutz in your hands and now just. I can't.
I mean, and he like appears at very serious things. His hair, nuts. Google Boris Johnson hair. And then imagine this guy talking to you about an update on COVID protocol.
Yeah, he looks like he's just, you know, closing out the bar. You know, it's like quitting time.
Man.
And I think he's got a lot of hair. I don't know.
Yeah. I think he does. I think he might be growing it out long, though, because of a thinning situation as well at the top.
What do you do? I mean, if you have bad hair, it is such a curse, you know, and then having to get extensions and then that's like hurts and it's itchy and then you can't.
I go buzzy wuzzy. If my hair ever starts falling out, and I'm sure it will someday, I'll buzz it.
Yeah, but you have a good face. Not everybody has a good buzz cut face.
I have a nice a round head, which helps too.
You kind of have an oval head.
Oh, I don't like where this is going. Go ahead.
That's it. You have an oval head.
Hey, you know my plan, by the way, is like between Thanksgiving and Christmas to grow out my beard.
What did you just show?
Oh, no, I just
Donna tried showing me something. No. Was it Boris Johnson running from authorities?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so go ahead. You're going to
grow. I think I want to grow my beard out.
Okay.
Just till the end of the year, not like once after my final day of TCL.
You have to wait until November. Okay.
And then I will, and then after I wrap up on TCL, then I will grow my beard out.
Great.
Just for a month. And I have to dye it. I have to dye my beard.
Okay.
Because it comes in. Yeah.
No, that looks so bad, Steve. No. It looks, everybody I know who does that, they don't realize how terrible they look.
No, I have a picture that you'll like it.
I'll have to see it.
I will show you the picture. And it looks good. But I do have to dye it because it comes in red, it comes in brown, and it comes in gray.
I have one more story.
Talking about my back hair, if you're just tuning in.
I just wanted to tell you that David Byrne of the Talking Heads is one award away from an EGOT.
Which award?
He needs an Emmy. He just won a Tony. Because he's got an amazing show on Broadway.
Okay.
And but he has a for
Netflix
American Utopia
thing out now, right? Or some it's can on we some watch kind of streaming.
American Utopia? Can we watch that?
Let's look it up. Yeah.
I hear it is absolutely incredible.
Is that the one kind of based on his tour?
Yep.
It came here. Yeah, but it looks like it's on Hulu. He'll win for that. Come on. He's going to get it.
He's going to do
well,
it.
Well, we're not going to watch it before we watch the show I tell you about at 11 o'clock that is taking over Netflix.
I am going to watch it today.
We have to watch. When we come back, we'll play a game. We have to play. 651-641-1071 is the number. Again, 651-641-1071. Call that number right now. You can play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge next.
Welcome back, you guys. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, along with DJ Rock Lobster. Let's play a game.
It's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like Quiz Ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host,
DJ Rock Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
I do want to see how smart you are, and Alicia's on the phone. She's going to pick which one of you two is smarter on the topic of girl vacation / weekend movies. We did dude weekend / hangout movies yesterday. Steve won. I thought maybe that was unfair to Donna.
It's okay.
So we're going to switch her up today and talk about movies that are kind of about a bunch of gals hanging out.
Hey, Lily, welcome to the show.
Actually, it's Alicia. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I said that, right?
Sorry. Yeah, I was just trying to go nickname Alicia. Why don't you settle down? All right. I'm feeling really good about calling you Lily. You don't like Lily as a nickname? What's your nickname?
Alley Cat, they call me.
Okay, I like that. I call my daughter Addie Cat sometimes, so let's go with that. All right, oh, looks like we are buddies now, so we'll probably be on a team. Do you want to team up with Donna, a woman, or me, a man who watches girly movies?
Well, that stumps me. I don't know. I'll just take you, Steve.
Yeah, Alicia, that's right. There we go.
Alicia!
All right. That's what I said.
You said Alicia.
Oh, sorry. You know I meant Alicia. Come on, Alley Cat. All right. Me and Alley Cat teaming up. Feeling good about this.
Going away.
Bye, Donna.
Bye-bye, Donna.
Yeah, bye, Donna. All right. This is great. All right.
All right. Well, I'll pot down Alicia. I'm going to ask you three questions about, you know, gal movies. Movies where, you know, ladies are hanging out.
Good. Thank you for the thorough explanation. Thanks for mansplaining.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll start with this one. It's a 2017 movie where Regina Hall, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Tiffany Haddish take a vacation to New Orleans.
I was going to call that Girls Trip.
Can you name three of the big stars of Bridesmaids?
Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Rose Byrne.
Wow. And which one is Thelma and which one is Louise?
Thelma is the one who wears the bandana, the babushka over her head, and Louise. Thelma has red hair. What do you mean, which
How
one
How about
is
if for? I said Susan Sarandon, Gina okay. Davis, which one's Thelma, which
okay.
one's Louise?
Then it's Susan Sarandon is Thelma, and Gina Davis is Louise.
Okay, Alicia. How do you feel about Steve's first answer that that movie was Girls Trip?
I think that's all good, but all right. I think Thelma, and what was the other one again?
Thelma and Louise. Do you think Susan Sarandon played Thelma or Louise?
I think Thelma, I'm guessing.
Okay, all right. Alicia, we're on the same page. I feel really good about this.
And he said, I can't remember. He said Melissa McCarthy.
Rose Byrne. And Kristen Wiig.
You like that for 3 stars of Bridesmaids?
You got it. I like
All right.
That. All right.
I forgot to mention, hey, Steve, while you get Donna, I could tell Alicia yeah, what she has a chance to win. It's a family 4-pack of Fandango movie passes for Adam's Family 2. That's pretty good. That's how shocked she is. It's just total silence. Is Adam's
sorry,
Family 2? It's
I
all
was
good.
A little zoned out. I'm
it's
sorry.
All right. I'm trying to remember if this Adam's Family 2 is a live action or a.
This
animated.
Is animated.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
kind
yeah.
Animated.
With Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, Finn.
Do you want to say anything about that, Steve?
I think it looks good. It looks interesting.
I just thought you wanted to say anything about Finn Wolfhard's name.
Oh, well, when I hear it, it sort of strikes me as an epic name in human history to me.
Here it is, one of the most epic names in the history.
Finn Wolfhard. This has been
one of the most epic names in the history.
Okay, so that's that. Donna, are you ready?
Okay.
These are gals movies.
Okay.
For, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say it without offending anybody. Movies where women are hanging out doing woman things, like this one from 2017, where Regina Hall, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Tiffany Haddish take a vacation to New Orleans. What movie is that?
I saw it, and I don't remember. I'll okay. pass for now.
Can you name 3 of the big stars from Bridesmaids?
I can. Oh, my God.
Cold medicine.
Melissa McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Kristen, oh my God, what's Kristen Wiig
mm-hmm.
and another person.
And, Susan Sarandon, Gina Davis, which one's Thelma, which one's Louise?
Thelma is Susan Sarandon and Louise is Gina Davis.
All right, we're going to go with 0 for Donna there.
Oh, no. And I got 2, that yes, means, I right. guess.
So Girls Trip was the first one, a movie yep. that Donna saw but couldn't remember. She's
I
had did. Some cold medicine, I'm assuming.
And
I had no medicine for 48 hours.
And I did not. No, I have not seen it. And it just somehow.
Yes. Steve got Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, and Rose Byrne.
Oh, Rose Byrne.
I would have also accepted Maya Rudolph, Wendy McClendon Covey,
oh,
or
she's
Ellie Kemper.
Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what
a theme. Okay.
And then, according to Wikipedia, Susan Sarandon is Louise Sawyer and Gina Davis is Thelma Dickinson, but it doesn't matter because Steve got 2.
Alicia, you win.
Yay!
Yay, Alicia!
You get that
just
four.
You know, I just crocheted your doll, and it's all sent to you. Did you get it at all?
Alicia, let me tell you this.
Wait, what now? Wait, what?
Alicia crocheted a doll of me. She did. You did the Tiger King doll too, right?
No, I just did you.
Oh, okay. Oh, someone
well,
else sent
Tiger
us a Tiger King,
King
doll. Alicia did a wonderful crocheted doll of me that I have been waiting to talk about, because you had mentioned in your letter that you sent to me that you might do one of Donna too, and I wondered if I should wait for us to unveil these together. Are you currently working on a Donna, or has that hit the back burner?
I'm still working on it, but I have a lot of other requests too.
Okay. I will. I'll bring mine over. I'll try to remember to bring it over here later this week and have Millennial Hannah can maybe take a picture and get it up on the My Talk social. It was wonderfully done.
Thank you. I just got it from Google Images. I saw you, and then I decided to do it with my love, handmade by love.
Oh, it's just really, really fantastic. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And what a gift, too, to be able to do something like that. That's just incredible.
That's talent. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Alicia. Alicia. Now you want a 4-pack of tickets to see, is that right, Rocco? 4-pack?
Yeah, Family. Fandango movie passes for Adam's Family 2, starring Finn Wolfhard.
You enjoy Yay. That. Thank you so much for listening. And now, Donna,
yes.
if we may, I have some things I would like to tell you. Can we get tipsy?
Yeah, but I want to see your doll.
Well, I don't have it here right now.
Why didn't you take a picture of it? That'd be the first thing
I do. But I have a picture thing that I did a phone transfer.
Oh, fine.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Do you want to mass wash your potatoes? I'll show you how to mass wash your potatoes.
How do mass wash our potatoes?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Autumn usually means comfort food. What screams comfort food more than potatoes? Nothing.
Pasta.
Have you been washing your potatoes in the sink like a rookie all this time?
Yes.
Save yourself some time by throwing them all in the dishwasher and running them through a rinse cycle. No soap.
I don't even wash them half the time. I just throw them in a pot, boil them, and they're...
That's why.
Listen.
I don't know.
You boil away any kind of contaminants. And if you're going to peel them, let them cool. Peel them. You never had to wash them to begin with. Thank you. Good night.
If you want your pumpkin decorations to last forever, we all know this.
Hairspray it.
A simple bleach solution. Mix one part bleach to 10 parts water and spray onto your beautiful pumpkins to stop the bacteria from eating away at them.
Or the raccoons.
Bake the bugs out of your pine cones.
All right.
Bugs can be hiding in those beautiful autumn beauties. All you need to do, bake them for 20 to 30 minutes at 200 degrees. Now you have lovely decorations minus the scary boogs.
And your oven is sticky.
Avoid getting chapped lips.
Oh?
This, according to GoSocial.co, a great hack for both guys and girls. Everyone knows you can do this. Avoid the trauma. Put oil on your lips before bed. Olive oil or almond oil works.
I do it every night.
Really?
Yes, Steve. Don't make a face like...
I'm not saying they look bad. But you put olive oil on your lips every night?
I don't put olive oil. I use argan oil. Thank you.
Oh!
Whatever. It was a gift.
So the argan salesperson came? Is that what it is? Argan?
Yeah, argan oil.
But it's from Argan the company, right?
No, it's not.
Argan.
It's from Josie Maran.
Isn't argan a sales thing?
I don't think so.
Argan. What am I thinking of?
Boris Johnson?
No. Okay. Well, kind of. Because we showed pictures of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's hair earlier and it's tough to shake.
I don't think that's argan. A brand. Argan oil is a plant.
Oh,
oil
he's an argan like... salesman. It's he sells argan. What am I thinking of?
You are thinking of
Avon.
Yeah, I can see that.
No.
Yes.
You're getting Avon mixed up with argan oil?
Yes.
Fine. Carry on.
Better than getting it mixed with arsenic.
Unpopped popcorn acts as a filler for candle glasses.
Candle glasses.
So you put your candle, your loose candle, into a candle glass. So you got like a jar around it. And now you fill up the space around it so it doesn't look so wobbly and is so wobbly with unpopped popcorn kernels.
Cool. What if they start popping? Because you got a flame there.
Make a pumpkin cooler.
All right.
Just cut a pumpkin in half, hollow that sun gun out, stick ice in it, and then put bottles inside of it.
Why not just use a cooler? What are you doing? Why am I going to go to the trouble of carving out an entire pumpkin, dealing with all that schmutz and seeds, when I could just go in my closet, grab my cooler?
Because your cooler doesn't look autumnal. How smelling stale? Donna, perk up on this one. How to make it smell like fall. A handful of cinnamon sticks.
Yep.
Orange rind.
Yep.
2 tablespoons of whole cloves.
Got it.
3 to 5 bay leaves.
All right.
Fill the pot with water and simmer away.
Okay.
There are 20 in total. I handpicked some of those. You can see the entire list on the show links page on our website, mytalk1071.com, when we come back. There is a very funny guy who is not coming back to SNL.
I know, I'm bummed.
Although they just added someone to the cast who some say does the best former President Donald Trump impression on the internet. We'll listen to it, see what you think. When we come back, it's Don and Steve on My Talk.
Did you guys know Giveon is on this track? Your fave?
No, I did not.
That's what it says right here.
Oh, yeah, it sure does. It sure does. Oh, boy.
Heartbreak anniversary.
Well, yeah. If he's singing here, I don't mind his voice here. It's just, maybe it's a song. It's just terrible.
Wait, is that Giveon right there? Or is that Daniel Caesar?
I don't know. It's this R, by the way. He sounds stupid.
He sounds so dumb. Also, have you seen all that emails coming in that Steve was getting Avon mixed up with Arbon?
Arbon? Argon?
Yeah.
Argon oil. Avon Lady, who sells, what, beauty things, right?
But then Arbon is also sort of one of those multi-level marketing.
Yeah, we think you know about it since you're like a cult leader.
Yeah.
Donna!
What?
What are you calling all the Pampered Chef people cult members now? By the way, if anyone is out there and is throwing a Pampered Chef gathering anytime soon, I would like an invite.
I do like Mary Kay.
Oh, Lord. Oh, listen, we have Norwex cloths.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like really good for cleaning. Yes. The cleanest way you get a window clean.
With a Norwex, right?
With a Norwex. You'll never get your own window as clean as you do with this Norwex situation.
Can I borrow yours?
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I don't know.
It was something about
you. You're just a very easy sell.
We think that of you, though. When Elizabeth and I talk behind your back, we say that if she comes on the show, she'll present something to you. And then the next day, you're like, I bought zucchini.
She did introduce me to spaghetti squash and taught me how to do it. And now I eat it all the time. In fact, I'm making that for dinner tonight.
What is Avon?
Avon is a cosmetic skincare line.
But not sold.
Avon? Makeup. Makeup. I thought you meant Mary Kay. Sorry.
That's crazy to me that Avon
is makeup. Avon Lady.
Yeah.
Avon calling.
Yes. This is what I'm thinking of. The fact that Avon would also have Arbon, there would be a close competitor.
Right.
Like,
maybe that's what, like if you like Charlie, you'll love Chucky.
Yeah, it just seems so close. If you like the taste of Pepsi, try Peepsy.
I'm trying not to laugh because I'll start coughing. Oh, man.
Good to be in this room with you.
I'm not contagious anymore. I'm good.
I love it. She's like a doctor now. She claimed yesterday, I'm not contagious anymore. All you are
close
is
enough.
You're just sniffling around and carrying yourself all.
No, I'm fine now.
Cold-y.
Look at me. I can dance.
Donna, that's not even true when you're healthy.
Okay, let's talk about SNL, okay?
Okay.
Saturday Night Live, Beck Bennett is leaving the show. I like him very much.
I do, too.
He's leaving, and the other featured player is Lauren Holt. Do we know Lauren Holt?
Person leaving or coming?
Let's see. One of them is Beck Bennett. The other is Lauren Holt. She's leaving.
Okay.
Lauren Holt.
You know, I saw something on the internet where on the last show.
Oh, she's good.
When they come out and say goodbye at the end.
Yeah.
AD Bryant pushed Beck Bennett forward almost as if she knew.
Oh,
and he knew.
Really?
Like she was, if you watch it, it's pretty subtle, but she's like, hey, you should go up front right now.
Oh.
So maybe they knew.
They probably knew.
I doubt
he
got fired, right? I mean, he's good.
Really good. I bet he's going to do some NBC show.
He's going
to play like an agent or something.
He's had he's had an agent who has talked to him and said, hey, SNL's great, but you've been doing it for 4 or 5 years now.
It's time.
Let's get you out of here and we're going to get movie deals and you're a leading guy and they lean on you too much and don't pay you enough, kid. Let's get you out of there.
Right. And Lauren Holt, she's good too, but we don't see her in enough sketches. So they're leaving and then, the two featured players from last season, Bowen Yang and Chloe Fineman, who are both great, they're now promoted to full-on cast members. And then there will be three new people. We've got Sarah Sherman, who also goes by Sarah Squirm.
I watched some of her stuff yesterday. She's pretty funny.
She's got some fun, bizarre YouTube videos, I guess. And then there's Aristotle Atari, who you might remember from a stint on Silicon Valley. And then we've got James Austin Johnson, who does the best Trump impression, according to sources that you've ever seen. And I know you like a guy on
I like a guy on TikTok who's really funny. But I've seen this guy before, and I passed this impression on to somebody once because comedically what he was saying and some of his delivery mechanisms, I guess, when doing a Trump were really good. But I thought he was a little too, there's a little too much rasp, and he's doing this where it didn't sound as much like President Trump throughout. But he's funny, and I'm happy for him because it's somebody coming up from TikTok and Instagram and putting content out there, knowing that agencies are looking at this stuff.
That's right. Yep.
And then he makes a name for himself. So can we hear a little bit of James Austin Johnson doing former President Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm. Here goes.
When I was leading, okay, Bowser was somebody who, you know, sometimes he would just stay in the castle and sometimes he'd come down and be very mad, but sometimes he would be a friend. Now you look at Bowser and he's bigger than he's ever been. I mean, Bowser is furious. They call it Bowser's Fury, and he's bigger than he's ever been. I mean, that's a big Bowser when you look at it. There's a really big Bowser, and who is Joe sending? Cat Mario. They're sending Cat Mario. They're sending Cat Mario, and we would have hit Bowser so hard. We would have gotten the Halo guy. We would have done maybe Sonic. We might even be looking at Mr. Sonic to come in and help us with this very big Bowser. It's a bigger Bowser than anyone's ever seen. And it's so huge. I remember when Bowser was just sort of a guy you'd kind of, only sometimes you would do a little go-kart race with. You know, we would play tennis with him. He was someone we played tennis with, and now under Joe,
oh
we
my
got a bigger Bowser.
He doesn't run out of
seen.
Anything
so big
to say.
And he's
well,
so furious,
and if you're listening
they
call closely, he's
Fury.
Talking about Super Mario.
Yeah.
And Bowser, the bad guy from the Mario story on Nintendo.
And then he starts talking about Mario, and he's a little guy, very little.
I heard him do a Scooby-Doo one once, too, where he just, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he's funny. He does the Trump of just sort of talking out of his butt Trump, you know?
And I hope he can do other... I hope he's not just a Trump guy. I hope he's also a guy that can be utilized elsewhere on SNL.
I think that that'll be the case.
Yes.
I hope so.
We hope so. But hey, shout out for coming up from...
yeah, you don't even
from
have
the
to...
bottom now we hear...
You don't even have to audition anymore. All you have to do is have like a TikTok, right? Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
All right.
What a blessing you
Thank
are.
You.
My goodness gracious.
Hey, did you guys know that we're giving away Eagles tickets?
What?
I heard that.
You can enter to win Eagles tickets. Here's the deal. You listen for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Eagles Hotel California tour. It's coming to XL Energy Center on October 1st and 2nd. That is just days away. These and more are up for grabs. Get registered, enter to win, see everything up for grabs. This is in listener rewards on our app or at mytalk1071.com. Okay.
Good reason to get signed up if you're not already, my friends.
Yes, quick.
Wow.
An error, right?
I was just listening to a little Eagles yesterday on the way home.
Oh, they're so good.
They are. Yeah. So good. And I didn't appreciate them as much when I was younger.
I get that.
Because at the time, I remember I once heard that the best guitar solo of all time was from Hotel California. And I was such a fan of the guitar solo from Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin that I just thought, no, these rotten Eagles. This cannot be.
These rotten Eagles.
But
wow.
It's pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet. Hey, don't forget, confessions are coming up at 11:30 today. You can email us your confession at Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com. You could go to our Facebook page or you could just call us at 11:30. That question is...
If you could suddenly become invisible, what would you do? Don't be pervy. You can answer on our Facebook page right now. All right, when we come back... A new show that is number one on Netflix. You've probably never heard of it, and I think we should all watch it. Tell you about it next.